So we're holding in Shin Samach Dalad Sif Beis. So this is a Rosh Hashanah Ein Atzma Ein Ani Teres Ela B'Dalosis. So you have an actual bona fide Rosh Hashanah, and we'll discuss how we're going to define that in the Bir Halacha a little bit. So Tzuras HaPesach does not work on Rosh Hashanah. Tzuras HaPesach works on a Mavi. Tzuras HaPesach works on a Karmelis. Tzuras HaPesach does not work on a Rosh Hashanah, actual bona fide halacha Rosh Hashanah. The only thing which you came out to Rosh Hashanah is the losses. It's actual doors.
What can Tzuras HaPesach?
Cannot, Tzuras HaPesach cannot be matered. Only the actual doors can be matered. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which he presents as Stam, it only works if they're closed at night time. Now,
one Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Now, the definition of closed at night time, does it mean the whole night? Does it mean sometime every night? Does it mean it's enough, it's closed Friday night, Shabbos? What exactly does it mean? All that is up for discussion. We'll get to that. Now, so that's the first opinion. That's the opinion of the Balei Tosis and the Rosh, etc. The Rambam, however, disagrees. The Aval Bishen Aninolus, it doesn't have to actually be closed. There has to be doors there which you could close, even though they don't actually close them. That's sufficient according to the Rambam. Now, but they have to actually be physically able to be closed. Therefore, Shimhoyim Shukos bit off, they haven't been used. So eventually dirt builds up around the bottom of the door, and you physically can't move the door. So you dig out that dirt. So that's not acceptable. So you have to actually clear out anything which is blocking the door, preventing the door from actually physically being closed. Okay. After you've done this process of tikkun delosus, which will be according to the Rosh, that they actually have been closed, according to the Rambam, that they're able to be closed. So now it's considered the whole city or the whole area that's now been closed, considered a chotzer. It's a mamash, a closed place, so it's considered like a chotzer. So we don't need to put any tikkunim on the various mavuos. It's all one big chotzer. Okay. Let's see, Mishabura.
The various mavuos.
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Ushwakim and Rechavim Tezayinamu. So the definition of Rosh Hashanah was like we had before in the Siman Shimon Hei. It's roads, or it's marketplaces, which are 16 amas wide. Umufuloshim Mishar Lashar. And they're connected straight from one access point to the city to the other access point to the city. They go straight through. There are other examples as well. So that when you want to be mounted to this road, you need the losses. Losses, first of all, you need two doors, which means mikan and mikan. You need doors on both sides. Okay. So then it became a big chotzer. So the Pesach Lomahani, Ephilim was Yasel Mishneh Tzadov. So the Pesach alone will not work to be Matar Rosh Hashanah, even if it's placed on both sides. V'yeish poiskin the Sirlu the Sagi Medelis Mitzad Echod, Kashinelis Belaila. So they argue that it's sufficient to have one door. Why they that Rosh Hashanah Kim and Shemineh Rabim Ilaver Mishar Lashar? Once you've made it, it's not. But one door is one side is closed, so it's not a functioning of the Rosh Hashanah, which leads you from place A to place B from Mishar Lashar, which you don't have anymore. And therefore, Misagi Misad Hasheni Balechi Yikar. You could put it's like a long movie now, so you could put a Lechi Yikar on the other side. Kama Ba'alma Heichashigesh Sholush Mechitzos Shlemus. So it's functioning as if there's three full walls. So the Sharetzion in Ches says, the Thomas Torah Rishon, so the first opinion says, well, there's three walls over here, what's the problem? The Sirul Davka Hecha Dehavi Mechit says, Gemuris, that's true. When you have three full walls, you can put a Lechir Akar on the fourth side. It's not closed. We're not talking about nighttime. Mimatra when it's closed. We're talking about mimatra when it's open. So right now there isn't a mechitza there. We're saying, well, since there's a door there, it's a private place. That's very nice if you're closed on both sides. But it's a different sword. It's not a sword of mimatra because it's the third wall. Because right now there's no wall there. So Revi's not mitzvah to tell us. Therefore, the other side also needs to tell us as well. Interesting question which comes up. So an extension of this idea is, what about, we had the Shaila on the Erev one time. So you would have doors without Tzuras HaPesach. You have these big construction doors. So when they're closed, they're closed. So you got a wall. That's not a problem. The problem is, what's the lachem when they're open? So it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. There's no Tzuras HaPesach there. On the other hand, it's functioning as a door. Right? So a lot of people hold that that's not acceptable. That when it's closed, it's closed. When it's open, you have no. You can't be mounted as a mechitza because there's no mechitza at that point in time. If you're mounted because it's a door, that's if it's a pirtza. The fact that there's a door which could close it means you could put something in place of the pirtza. So even though it has hinges which allow it to be moved in and out, there's no frame around it. It's not considered a delis in a lawful. And therefore, it only works when it's closed. So the problem was, you know, that the shaila was that they had it in our scenario. They knocked down some of the Tzuras HaPesach, but there was one place they put up their reconstruction. They put up a fence. They had a very large door, which is wider than 10 amos, which would be possibly open sometime on Saturday by day. So was the Erev considered a?
Doesn't this say that if it's closed sometime, then we are so mechonon even when it's open? Even the first day it says, then you do
it. Right, but that's only because, in other words, the first sheet that says the reason why it works is because since there's a door there, it blocks access.
Since there's a door there at night.
Since the door there at night. So the male, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah. Second, the other opinion says, no, that's not enough. Because the mice, there's no door there by day. The reason why is because you've changed its function into a chatzar by surrounding it. That is only true if you put the tikkun on both sides. So the next step of that argument is that's only true if you've changed the tzura and made it source of Pesach. If you just put a door there, it's like having, so then that's the same problem. That's the argument of the other side.
But isn't the second side just being purely makil and saying it's the same thing, so you don't have to even close it? Just has to be revealed.
No, I'm not going to the Rambam. I'm going on the first sheet.
Okay, we're going within the first
sheet, though. Within the first sheet. Within the first sheet that I have to have, once I have doors there on both sides, so even though they're open during the day, it's okay. Right? So now, comes along the Mishabura, says one sheet to hold the one door is enough. The other side, you can just put a lechi or a curve. So what's the scenario? It's only shut at nighttime. Daytime, it's wide open. You're putting a lechi and curve on the other side, and it's mutta. So the one sheet said that's enough. Because it's not a rishus haram anymore. Because the fact that it's no longer functional at nighttime is megareh the shem rishus haram. Period. The first sheet says that's not true, because by daytime that's very nice when it's closed. When it's open, it's open. So you have a rishus haram going through. So you can't be mother rishus haram with a lechi or a kara. So what's the hetzer? When you put doors on both sides, you've changed it into a chotzer. So the argument is that's only true. It's called change into a chotzer when you actually make doors. I.e., you have a Tzuras HaPesach, etc. You just have a thing which moves in and out. That's called putting a mechitza there. When the mechitza there is fine, but there's no mechitza. So that a lot of poskim hold that's not. It has to dock the Tzuras. It has to have a frame. Then you've changed it to a chotzer. By that, therefore, even when the doors are open, it's still mutter.
So they're being cholig on the shulchan aruch, or they're being more, or they're reinterpreting the shulchan aruch this way.
They're interpreting.
That when the Shulchan Aruch says it means it's not spalal, it means and it's a source of Pesach.
Correct.
So it's both, is that right?
Right, correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. She knows what Lilo, Shayyad Ezek, Mishmur Zion. And he's about to make a shame, Mishmur Zarab. Mishmur Daimel, the Limidbar, Shayyad Sepsuach Kol Shah. So you've undermined its comparison to the Digle Midbar. So now this line over here, which says that's the lumdus, so lends itself to the question, so how much do you have to have it closed? So theoretically, if that's the argument, the Midrash was open 24 hours. So if I close it for 23, I can leave it open for 23 hours and 50 minutes, and I close it for 10 minutes, it's also not done with the legally midboard. Right? So that should be sufficient. But there's a Rashi, and maybe, now the next question is, how often do you have to close it? Do you have to close it every night? Or let's say it's enough that you close it once a week. It's not done. If Friday night it's closed during Shabbat, it's not done in the Diglei Midbar. The fact that on Tuesday it's open, who cares? Rashi says it has to be closed every night.
What's Diglei Midbar like? If
Diglei Midbar,
the doors?
Diglei Midbar was a road. There was no doors. That's exactly the point. This is mutter. By putting doors there, you're making it not like Diglei Midbar, which is, that's the paradigm of what Rosh Hashanah is. Is the Diglei Midbar, where there was a road which never was closed. There's no doors there. So by putting doors there, you're making it not like Diglei Midbar, and that's why it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. So Rashi, when on this Gemara, Rashi says, Ninolos b'chol, Rashi says, b'chol laila, it'll have to be closed every night. Now, the Rashi b'chol laila means the whole night also, or it just means every night? The word kol can mean, you know, all or every. Right, so that they interpret Rashi means it means every night, but it doesn't necessarily mean the whole night. But some say we could be a nidroi for the lie because Ruben Kukuloi. So a lot of this argument, the argument to be more makel is we're pushing the envelope. What do you need to make an alak didley midbor? Or anything makes an alak didley midbor, any little amount. Okay. Then there's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't have to have it actually closed. There just has to be potentially able to be closed. V'yesharim, Zakhtim Mishabura. So the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch is it brings the first opinion as Stam, and the second opinion is V'yesharim. It says the first opinion you have to have two doors, they have to actually be closed. And some say you don't need actually closed. That's how he presents it. So mit hätte ge mach aber de rishona bistom mit de shnia bishem yesharmen mach de dait ge de rishona. So the general presentation of the Shulchan Aruch when he presents two opinions, that, and he presents one as stam and one as yesharmen, he's passing like the stam. Okay, there's interesting Sharetzion, which we'll get to, and finish off this the Sifkat, and we'll go back to see the Sharetzion. Okay, v'hine, the Shulchan Aruch mucha de'ein ma'arvin Rishis Rabbim ki'im b'dlosses. The only way you can Rishis Rabbim is b'dlosses. We yarish shalonu shemina garelam l'sakin ayin eitzir sepesach. Asher rechav v'sar rechavim harbim umufaloshim mishar l'shar. The cities were common to make tzuras pesach around the city, even though they have wide roads and the mefulos mishar l'shar, and that doesn't work for Shulchan Rabbim. Gam pamim rabbis herluch derech hamelech techeir, which we spoke about before, that there's an argument that the highways, the main roads of the country, they don't need shishim ribui b'chlal, so that's even more of an issue. So how do we understand these things? So the Prima Gadim already says that they're relying on the opinion of Yunish Shishim Riba, which you don't have, and therefore you're able to make these Eruvin around the cities. That opinion which we quoted in Shimim Hay is very debated. Like the Bir Halacha said over there, that many Rishonim disagree with the opinion of that opinion. We cannot prevent those from being mekel who are mekel. That is the minigolim. So if they want to rely on the minigal, then we cannot stop them. We come welcome, kobal nefesh, yachmal atzma, shlitel tal yedei tzursa pesach levad. It's just a tzursa pesach, which is going to be, once, if you don't hold that opinion, it's just a rabbit. And it's just a pesach, is worthless. So you're carrying in Rosh Hashanah, Mamish. So you're dealing with a Sufik Deraisa. So that's going to be so the Baal Nefesh, Mishnah Berurah holds you in Machmer. Weinberg Locha. Let's see a few things over here. So let's see the Shartzi in Tess. Weinberg Darkim Moshe. So the Darkim Moshe actually, here you have one of those flips. They always say the famous flip between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch by Hichos Chanukah. The Mechaber passing like Tosis and the Ramah passing like the Rambam. But here's another example of it over here. That the Mechaber brings the sheet of the Rosh as Stam. And you need Nidalos Balaila. He brings the Rambam as the Yeshar, and he's passing like the Rosh over the Rambam. The Darkim Moshe says, no, the Kripsak is like the Rambam, not like the Rosh. You don't need actually Nidalos. It's good enough. So the Darkim Moshe is paskening like the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rosh. But the Shartzian says, "Ukan lo higia adir mechaber mashad the chazim yizeh." But even though the Ramon and the Darkim Moshe argues and says that like the Rambam, that potentially being closed is sufficient. You do not need actually closing the doors is not necessary. But the fact that the Ramon here should have said. The Mechaber brings the first sheet as Stam. You bring the second sheet as Yeshar, which means he's passing like the Stam that you need that actually closed. The Ramah should have said, but no, you don't need that. It's good enough that they're Roy, like the Rambam. Mechain HaLach or something of that Lashon, on the Lashon of the Rambam. But the Ramah did not say anything. So Rabbi Magadim is Medaita that the Ramah is being chosen what he wrote on Dr. Mersh, and he's agreeing to the Mechaber over here, HaLach HaLamaisa, that you need actually, that they actually should actually be closed. Okay. Let's see the Bir Alach over here. But let's say, according to the first opinion, if they were not, they were not actually closed. Pesach, we've said multiple times, is considered an actual mechitza. So there's a concept which we've seen before already a few times. There's a concept that even though it's halachically a mechitza, but since it's a mechitza which the Rabbim is going through and ignoring the mechitza, as it were. So therefore, you say the rule of Asir Rabbim Mavat Mechitza, and it's a vatal midarais, it's not considered a mechitza anymore. That we say you need Ninalus Belaila. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Right, it's a Gemara in Davov, yeah. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "Who should Ninalus Belaila?" That's Rabbi Yochanan going according to the Shita of the Tanoim. The Rosh Rama of Alam Mechista. Now the Rama says you don't need actually; it should actually be closed. The Rambam, I feel the Hoyt lost his clout. Kim Sursa Pesach, Gamkin Ein Chayev Chatas. The Pesach Kribri Yelosa, Dolly Osir Rambam of Atla Mechitzta. He passed the other Shita that it's not Midaraisa, Sursa Pesach is sufficient. Because Dolly Osir Rambam of Atla Mechitzta. Kekosar Chorinim. Alpha became Mirabon and Sarat Elis Gamadaita. So the din of Adelis going to the Rambam is a din of Rabbana. Because a door which you never close, but is potentially able to close, it's not a derisa of the Kazor. That's a din of Rabbana. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar, the Loyos Rabbam of Atla Mechitzta. Now, the mice of the that would come out, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam himself is not actually going to explain what we do nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. Right. In other words, in the scenario over here where the city is basically closed, it's just a question of how do you, what do you do with this Rishus HaRabim? The scenario of the Gemara, the other places are closed off. The issue is we need to figure out what to do with this one street. So according to the Rama says, listen, you can be like Sursa Pesach, everything is wonderful. But what we do nowadays, nothing else is closed off, and the whole thing is just Sursa Pesach. And according to the Rama, that if you have Sursa Pesach and without Eimer Merubah, you can't make a Sursa Pesach wider than 10 Amos. So, so the Rambam himself will not be masber exactly what we do nowadays either. Okay, so but that's machlokes in the Gemara whether you say also about the mechitza, the machlokes how we pass whether also about the mechitza the rice or not. You want to take the losses. You don't need tikkun in the mevuos.
You don't need
to go to the losses. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Once you put the losses on the Rishus HaRabim, that basically closes off the whole city. The whole city becomes a chotzer, so you don't need to do a tikkun mavuos at the end of the mavuos. Okay, so the real loch. The name of Vur Basiv Zed, the Rishus HaRabim, boy, the losses of Chuliyama. But for Rishus HaRabim, you need the losses. They might start clean and they have to actually be closed. The Vachi also the Taltim in a Raisa. According to the first opinion, it's din deraisa. The Abbas Raisa die berias linol. They have to be royal linol. But everybody holds you need losses. Nobody holds what we're doing is mutter. You can't kashal minig arlam. She means tapkin. Mitzuras a pesach. Mishal zarab. Mishul churachav yud vav ama. Mufolich mishal ashar. They just put a mitzuras a pesach around these things. Well, this is about Shita Lidan, less than Rishos HaRabim, Gamkin Kosher Moed, rely on the opinion that you need 600,000 people. That's quite questionable. The Bahamas, Roy Rishonim, Serbim, Gamma, Lidan, Iker Rishos HaRabim. So the Mishabura came up before Roy Rishonim hold that you don't need 600,000. So it's also not Mistar, but we should rely just on that opinion. So it's Rishos HaRabim. So then you need the losses. At least, you need losses. Mishnah Yaakov Sherech Bezeb. The Mishnah Yaakov was ma'arich to say that the sheet of 600,000 is not the Iker Shita. Therefore, we have Rishus HaRabim nowadays. And the sheet which is wide enough is Rishus HaRabim. And you cannot put Sursa Pesach, they matter it. We're dealing with this at the Raisa. I skipped. No, yeah. So what's pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah about Nochin. I think the pshat is the same. The sheet is a Rambam. The pasuk could be a lozer. The lozer Rambam about the mechitza. The second opinion over here passes. The Rambam sheet is the ikur is like a lozer. The tursa pasuk is a mechitza the raisa and lozer Rambam about the mechitza. So the male made a raisa. Tursa pasuk is enough. Elmai what mirabana, you need the losses. So now that's only by Rishus HaRabim. So now you're handling a suffix and a drabana on whether it's Rishus HaRabim or not, whether you hold the unit 600,000 or not. Okay, for that I understand. For the drabana, we can remember that it's not Rishus HaRabim. So for the din drabana that you need the losses doesn't apply. It's all because you're starting like the second sheet of the Machaber over here, the deeker like the Rambam. You're assuming that lo yosir rabim about the mechitza mirarais, so you do not need. Mirais, it's just a pesach would work. Okay, the day vada minatara sagim is just a pesach. Lo nisher lano kiim isad rabbanon. Yesh gamer Rabbi Elazar below the losses. Can mukhmi a Rambam. Rabbi Elazar agrees that mirabbanon you need losses. We say actually yes, these mechal day the ain rishus rabim el b'shishim riboy to have all the caramelis lachis sagim is just a pesach. So now you're dealing a dindra. There's a dindra bonon that you have something which is a shesaram and must have the losses. If it's a caramelist, it doesn't need the losses. So what is it? It's all drabonons. So I'll be sorry, but Kulkula and drabonon, that's not a shesaram. Now he has an interesting pun over here. It's not a very well trodden path. Right? You see the pun in the line now, yeah? Okay. The right poskim etiku kribyerkanon, the blood losses, nulos yesh chiyavchatas. Most poskim, like the Mechaber himself passing, like the first Shita, not like the Rambam, not like Rabbi Elazar, but like kribyerkanon, that you need the actual ninolus. And otherwise, without the losses, minarais, it's Rishas Rabim still. Vegam kula zudein Rishas Rabim el b'shishim ribu. Below Shishim Ribu, her Rishonim plea is that you can't rely on that opinion by itself either, because that's Mechlag as many Rishonim hold not like that. Okay, after Ein Limchus Biyana Oilim Shinagul Hakul, the Bal Nefesh Yachel Atzmo, again, Mr. Brewer stresses, he also the Bal Nefesh should be Machmer. He actually was at Grora, the Chiv Chatzim, deal with potentially an Issa Deraisa, because of his every base mayor, Ayan Shah. So the Mishabura twice is both in the Lash of the Mishabura and Lash of the Mirlacha. So in the Mirlacha, he added a new Kanech. That if you accept the Kishita like the Rambam, so you understand why we're Samech on the Kula the Kishita Shem Abhei. For the Dinder abundant of the losses, we could say it's the Nanash Rambam, there's no need for the losses. Right. Fine. I think I mentioned to you then there's a Chazanish. The Chazanish argues that there's a different way to get around this with a different Oymer Merubah. That we've seen already that the idea of Oymer Merubah can enclose an area. So theoretically, if I have an Oymer Merubah on my streets, I have a street and there's houses on the sides of the streets, assuming the houses are not too far apart from each other. Many times, if you measure up the amount of the enclosure on the sides of the streets, it's much greater than the gaps. There's Oymer Merubah. So Oymer Merubah Midaraisa is considered an enclosure. So if I have street A going this way and street B going this way, and there are houses, even though there's a gap in the middle, but as far as we're concerned, there's like there's a whole wall here. The same thing on the other side. So, even though it's 6 amas wide, but if it's Oymer Merubah, it's considered like it's closed. So if you consider like it's closed, so Miraisa, you just put a wall across your Yerushas Rabbim. So he argues in that case, the Loyos Rabbim of Alam Mechitzta, doesn't apply by Oymer Merubah. When you have actual walls, and it's Oymer Merubah, you don't say the Dinner Lashon about the Mechitza is when you just have a minimal, when you have minimal wall and you have a gap. But in a case where you have actual rive wall, even though you have a pirtza, which the Rishazam is going through, the Rabbim is going through, Midrash, it's not about the Shem Mechitza which is there. That's the Chazanish. So it says many cities, that's the reality.
What about the Tanam of Pirsus?
Again, Midaraisa, even though the wider than the Tanam is, so Midaraisa, when it's Oymer Merubah, so it still has the Tanam of Mechitza. So once you accept that Mahalach, so I mean, if that's true, in many places, in many cities, you know, the houses are fairly near to each other, that's usually true. So you could create your virtual reality walls across the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore there's no problem putting a Teres HaPesach around the area, because Midaraisa, it's much to these places will be much to carry, so they're no longer Rishus Rabbim.
Putting a walk across the area at Teres HaPesach.
Right. So that's the mahalach that the Chazanish uses to be mazer what we do nowadays. Okay, let's do Gimel, because we touched on this a little bit. So Mavi Akum Kamin Dalas. So the first scenario is you have a Mavi which is shaped like a Dalit, like an L shape. So it opens to Rishus Rabbim on the two sides, and let's say it has a north opening to Rishus Rabbim, and then it has an east opening to Rishus Rabbim, and it's inside a shape like an L. So the Mechaber says, see, even though at the back, the place where the two sides of the L meet, it's closed. But since it's open from side one, from the leg until the other leg, and they both open to Rishus Rabbim at the end, So it's down in Allah as if it's foolish of Shazram on both sides. It's like it's open on both ends. So what do you need to do? You have two options. Tzorsa Pesach Bakmu Misoi. You can put a source of Pesach on one end, in the inner corner L shape, and then like we had before, if it's a full of two sides, you put a source of Pesach on one side, you put a lechi kar on the other side. So you put a source of Pesach
on both sides. It's mafulish.
We in a case where Mavi is mafulish on two ends, source of Rabin, you put a source of Pesach on one side, and you put a lechi kar on the other side. So over here also, we're saying it's like it's mafulish. Each, it's two mavuos, we're looking at it. One going this, one going this. And each one is considered mefulish versus a rabbin, even though it's closed here and it's closed here. But since the traffic can flow through, so even though it's physically closed, it's as if it's mefulish versus a rabbin. So the eighth is to put a source of Pesach at its end. So that's what I did. Mavi A ends here, I put a source of Pesach here. Mavi B ends here, I put a, and there's a source of Pesach closing it off. So Mela. Now, what do you need at the other end? You need a lechi or a kara. So the two openings, you need a lechi or a kara. Or vice versa. So it's a pesach, b'chol lechi, mishnei reishav, lechi or kara bach mimas. So you can do the other way around. Mishmur is going to ask, I have a third option. Put a source of pesach on one end, a lechi or a kara on the other end. Why do I need a source of pesach on both ends? Where it meets your zarab. So he says, I can put a source of Pesach on one side and a lechi kara on the other side. So I don't care which side you put it. Put the lechi kara here, the source of Pesach here, or vice versa. I don't care which way you do it. Mimosa kamin ches. In a case where it's has two turns, internal turns, it's a shape like a U shape, like a ches. Source of Pesach, b'shnei achkim musav, b'lechi kara, b'shnei roshav. So you have the source of Pesach on the two turns, both turns. And the lechi recur at the two ends.
Okay.
So we judge it as three mavuos. Now theoretically you could do this, you could the same idea, you could put a source of Pesach at the tops of the U where they meet the Shazar Rabbim and put lechi recur in the two turns. Now, all those would work. So the Mishabura Akum Kaming Dallas. Because you could flow through there, it's all totally open, so even though you have to turn, it can go from point A to point B to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through this Mavi. It's considered like it's more foolish. Even though there's actually, we're dining as two mavuos, and each one has a wall at the end. But the mice, it's more foolish because people can walk through there. So you have to put Tzorsa Pesach by the corner and a lechi or a kara at each end, or vice versa. That pilushu, mafulish, the chavera, dharma kilu mafulish, or sasa rabin, ula karmelis, or samakim. The fact that A empties into B, and it's open into B, and B is open into A. As far as we're concerned, since you can walk through from A to B to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's like B is before Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going into A, and vice versa. Okay, so you have to put a source of Pesach, like any case of a Mavi before, you have to put a source of Pesach on one end. Now, you could do it all the way around. You could put the Tzorsa Pesach on both ends and a lechi or a kara in the middle and when they meet. So he says, Ein lahakshus, my griya zem, ilo ha'yum a foolish mishnei tzadav, the b'yosher, if it's straight open on both ends, the ayim Tzorsa Pesach, mishad echem, lechi or kara, mishad katzi hasheni. Over there you don't need, you have over here two Tzorsa Pesach on each end, why do you need a lechi or kara in the middle? If it's totally straight, that would be sufficient. It starts to pass on one and lechi b'kar on the other. Shem the kibbutz of a foolish emsa near mishnei tzadim. So it's also shlo yira lo mitzadzeh lo mitzadzeh. So I can't just put a lechi b'kar on one of the two corners. because the ma'isa from each end, I see it opens into something else. So I need to enclose it from each end separately. But our streets have a din of a chatzar because they don't meet the criteria of a mavui. Okay, das kamachrim the af imhem akuma is ufloshes mishnei tzedayim shesrabim and tzirim shum tikun bak mimusoi. This is all halacha in mavois. Because the abbasim and abbasim shuris of katan kuvid alf ayin shom. So you can rely on this opinion that even though we were sort of like saying l'chumra, we're considering our mavuos a chatzar. So now I'm saying l'kula that you should consider them a chatzar, and a chatzar would not need this. In fact, the chatzar has turns in it. Is there, I have a chatzar which is shaped in such a way that it's an L shape, but it's one chatzar. So even you know, or it's chatzar which feeds into chatzar, because I'll never masak, and then you need to close it off. So we're being semich on this opinion. The kula, we can do that. Yud gimel b'shnei akmimusav. Tzion chol akmimus kilu hi hu mafolish. Arshabo oimri b'nitzadzele tzadzele shasurab. Since it allows you to flow through
the ches shaped
one. So we darshan each one like it's open because the mitzvah said people can travel through there. Within Yochalas, it's Shnei Purim Sepesav, Shnei Rosho, Shnei Lechayim, Shnei Akmimus. So you can flip it around and put the Shnei Sepesav at the two ends near the Shazarabim and the two Lechis on the two inner turns. So all of those would be valid options. Okay. Yeah. Fine. So the mice are like this.